Hello, and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And we are getting closer and closer and closer to Christmas. And it's really easy at this time of year to focus on all of those things that we will be gaining. But have you ever thought about focusing on the things that you could actually get rid of this season? And maybe trying to simplify your life and especially the things that you surround yourself with? Well, I was reading an article by Joshua Becker, who is a writer for the Wall Street Journal, and he suggested a few things that we all can afford to simplify in our lives. And if we do them, he says that we'll actually feel like our lives are richer and more full of the things we do appreciate and love. So number one, he says to simplify our possessions. Becker says that too many material possessions can actually keep us from living our values. So think about how many of the clothes in your closet or the toys in your kids' room or gadgets in your home, how many of those things actually get used? And is the clutter of having all of this stuff around you kind of driving you nuts? And I just recently moved to a new home, and it was really great to get rid of a lot of things and sort of discover a lot of things as we were packing up that we don't really use that much anymore. So I would suggest this time of year is a great time to do this, to walk around your home with a bag and toss things in there that you know you haven't worn or used in the last 6 to 12 months. And you can donate those items to a Deseret Industries location or a local thrift store to help people like refugees and immigrants get a fresh start. And number two, Becker says to reduce the number of goals you are actually trying to achieve. And he said it's really best to make a list of everything that you want to accomplish, but then to just focus on one or two of the most important at a time. And I am the worst at doing this. I set 50 New Year's resolutions on a regular basis, and I get so overwhelmed by everything that I want to do and that I feel like I have to do that I actually don't do any of them at all. And I'm in the same place that I was before I set the goals. So he says that if we just focus on one or two at a time, our success rate will actually increase because we will have the time and the energy and the focus to complete all of them. Number three, I thought this was interesting. Joshua Becker suggested to simplify our words, to speak honestly, to mean what you say, and avoid unnecessary talking such as gossiping. And I think when we do engage in things like gossip, it adds to our life by adding bad feelings, and it doesn't make the person we're talking to feel good. It doesn't make us feel good. And if the person we're talking about found out we were talking about them, it definitely wouldn't make them feel good either. So it's just good to streamline that type of communication. And it's best for that type of communication to just not be involved in it. And number four, Becker suggests to cut down on screen time. And I would add to especially cut down on screen time right before bed. And he says that it's important to do this because the things that you see actually can have a profound effect on your values and your outlook on life. And I've noticed that recently in my own life. I really like to watch mystery shows and crime dramas. And if I sort of binge watch one of my favorite shows, maybe throughout a weekend, I'll notice that I get a little bit more paranoid and I'll get a little suspicious of other people when I'm out in public and suspicious of their intentions. And I don't like feeling like that. I like feeling like I can trust people and that there are good people around me. There's not hidden murderers everywhere. But to me, even though I enjoy that type of entertainment, I need to limit the amount that I consume at a time. And number five, Becker suggests that while strengthening our relationships and connecting with friends who are far away on social media is a really important part of life, doing too much of it can confuse a constant stream of distractions with feelings of importance. So if we just turn off our notifications and take time to really reconnect with the real world around you, you can do that by taking a walk, taking a hike, or even just sitting outside for a few minutes, you'll realize how much joy is actually just right around you in your circle of influence, and you can take joy in that. And number five, while strengthening relationships with our family members and friends who might live far away and connecting with them on social media, while that's all very an important part of life, doing it too much can actually confuse a constant stream of distractions that we're getting with feelings of importance. So if we just turn off our notifications and take time to reconnect with the real world around us, we'll actually find a lot more joy. So taking a walk or a hike or just sitting outside or sitting someplace in a public area and just observing and realizing all the things that are tangible around you can help you realize how much you really do have to appreciate, and you don't need to check online to find more beautiful things to look at. You can appreciate the beauty that's around you. And I heard about this idea last year during the holidays to establish a silent night with your family. So it's a time when everyone, you pick an evening and everyone leaves their devices in another room, and then they're not allowed to go and check them or use them at all until the activity that you're doing is finished. So I'm going to try that this year. I didn't do it last year, but as my family's getting together and we're celebrating the holidays, I think it would be a really worthwhile thing to do. All right. Well, I hope those suggestions were helpful for you, and I hope it gave you some ideas of how you can simplify your life and really focus on the things that matter the most. And we're going to close with a quote from previous LDS apostle, Elder L. Tom Perry. And he said, "In our search to obtain relief from the stresses of life, may we earnestly seek ways to simplify our lives." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.